This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Next, a conversation with Elizabeth Holmes, who at 31 is the youngest female self-made multi-billionaire in America, according to Forbes. The company Holmes created, Theranos, developed a home blood testing kit that could challenge the business model of medical labs. Now, this spring, she was invited by the White House to join the president's Ambassador for Global Entrepreneurship Project, where she'll focus on attracting women to science, tech, engineering, and math fields, as well as improving global public health. She spoke from her office in Palo Alto, California. Ms. Holmes, good morning.
Good morning.
So I was trying to think about how to describe your firm. Is it fair to say it's an attempt to democratize medical testing, take it out of the hands of the elite?
Very much so on democratization. And we believe that every person should have the ability to afford lab testing and that prices should be transparent. And we've made it possible to collect blood with much smaller samples. So tiny drops from a finger in locations that are accessible late at night or on a weekend and close to where people live.
Help me with this, though. I was over at the doctor the other day. She said, your prescription is don't look this up on the internet. Do you think we have the capacity on our own to evaluate some of this data that you might be able to give us?
Absolutely. People have the capacity to engage with and understand this information, and I think that's critical. Our issue in our country is not people are engaging with this data too much. It's people are not getting access to the data. So empowerment and education is critical. The reason that that empowerment is critical is exactly so that people can begin to engage with their physicians in a preventative care model.
I asked Bill Gates a version of this many years ago, so I don't feel quite as bad asking you. You left Stanford, some would say drop out, to start the company. How's that decision shape your career?
I always believe that all great things come from finding whatever it is that you truly love. And for me, I found the mission that I felt like I was born to do. When you find that, everything else, dropping out of college, you know, the hours, the blood, sweat, and tears literally you have to go through is something you actually enjoy. What I say when I have the chance to engage with young women is find your passion and then figure out what training you need to be the best. And sometimes that means you need a PhD. Get to that point where you have the foundation, the training, the education to be able to pursue your dream. And that's different for every person.
Elizabeth Holmes is founder and CEO of Theranos. We talked to her from Palo Alto. Ms. Holmes, thank you for this.
Thank you.
And a while back, I talked to another pioneering woman trying to shift medical testing toward the patient and away from big labs. Her name is Anita Goel of a company called NanoBiosim. If you're interested, we just tweeted a link to that at Marketplace.